Well, the Boston Red Sox and the Los Angeles Angels face off again tonight in Anaheim, California. During last night's matchup, all eyes were on rookie pitching sensation Shohei Ohtani. He won his first two starts, and he's batting .367 with three home runs. He can hit as well. Some baseball writers have called the rookie the Japanese Babe Ruth. Ohtani is a rare double threat, and baseball seems hungry for a story like this. And so we're going to add to the hype. We're turning to A. Martinez, host of Take Two on KPCC in Southern California. Hey, welcome.
Hi, Eric.
Hey, occasionally pitchers get clutch hits or smack a home run, but it's pretty rare to see a player like Ohtani, who's so good on the mound and at the plate. What are his strong points?
Well, he can throw a baseball 100 miles an hour, and then he can hit a baseball about 450 feet. So starting there, Eric, you have the building blocks for what could be what people are describing him and calling him the millennial Babe Ruth. He's millennial age, but he does things that Babe Ruth did about 100 years ago.
Babe could hit, and he was a pitcher for a brief time. Yeah. Tell me, in Southern California, are fans pretty excited about all this?
Oh, yeah. I remember back when I was a kid, Fernando Valenzuela, the Mexican young left-hander in the early 80s, he caused a sensation when he started winning games. And then Hideo Nomo, who was from Japan as well, later in the 90s, also caused a stir. That is happening right here with Shohei Ohtani. He's bringing out fans, Japanese fans. It is just quite the scene when he pitches. They're making so much noise that in some cases they're asking fans to quiet down a bit because it's just too much noise.
But Ohtani got smacked with a dose of reality last night against the Red Sox. The Sox are off to a great start at 14-2. Let's take a listen to this clip from the New England Sports Network.
High fly ball, well hit, deep left, back, gone! Shohei Ohtani, say hello to Mookie Betts.
Hey, tell us about last night.
Well, we were waiting to see Shohei Ohtani against a good lineup. He had faced the Oakland A's in his first two starts, and they strike out a lot. They're a young team. They're not very good. And he racked up 18 strikeouts in those two games. So against the Red Sox, we were waiting to see, okay, that's a good lineup. And it turns out that a better lineup didn't match well with what Ohtani was about to expect. And he also developed a blister on his finger, which caused his outing to be cut short to only two innings. So I wouldn't glean too much from this, but he does eventually need to bounce back and show that he can handle a better lineup.
Don't read too much into one start, and the blister's not that big a deal, eh?
Well, it could be. That's the thing. The way he pitches, it aggravates that part of the finger where he got the blister, so that thing can linger, but it's not going to affect his ability to hit, so he should be in the lineup later in the week trying to hit those long home runs that he's hit so far this season.
He doesn't bat that much. Do you think the Angels might change strategy with him hitting the ball so well, or is that kind of risky?
The strategy with him so far is that he does not hit on the days before or after he pitches. But now that he's got this blister injury, they might be able to get him in the lineup a little bit more and wait for this thing to heal before he gets back on the mound.
We'll be watching, as will the baseball world. A. Martinez, host of KPCC's Take Two. Thank you.
Thanks, Eric.